Dr. Karini Rathore, professor at Texas A&M AgriLife Crop Sciences, shares about his research to produce ultra-low gossypol cottonseed, which can help address protein malnutrition globally. Rathore said this research is important as it would allow cottonseed to be used as feed for poultry, swine, and aquaculture species, as well as direct food use.
Normally, people who know anything about cotton, they don't worry about cottonseed. But the fact is that the plant produces more seed than it produces fiber in terms of weight. Worldwide, we are producing 45 million tons of cottonseed. That amount of cottonseed we produce worldwide contains about 10 million tons of protein. It's relatively good quality protein. The thing is that we cannot utilize this protein as a source of nutrition for human beings or even some of the animals like chicken and pigs, because the seeds contain this toxin called gossypol. And so because of this gossypol, we cannot consume it directly. If we could utilize that protein, we can basically meet protein requirements of 500 million people. One cup of cottonseed kernel has about 65 grams of protein. And that means that the protein in that one cup of cottonseed kernel is equal to 10 eggs. This amount of cottonseed that we are producing worldwide today, there is more protein in that cottonseed compared to all the chicken eggs produced in the world in a year. Those are the kind of numbers that kind of was a impetus for us to start doing this work. Gene silencing technology in a seed-specific manner and brought down the level of gossypol to levels which FDA considers safe.